And the referee blows the full-time whistle, and that's it. It's all over here in Cross MacLean. So there was no more extra time, Gary McDade, for Derry Noose to engineer what would have been an equalising score or indeed a winner. It's Letterkenny Gaels who have come from behind and recorded a memorable and impressive victory. The maroon and white flags over on the far side are being waved as the supporters who have made the journey up to Cross MacLean celebrate a famous victory for their team, a victory that seemed so unlikely at half time.
Yeah, fantastic, you know, and they really came out and answered everything that they did wrong in the first half, because the third quarter was absolutely excellent. So they came out and had 3 points right away in the first 3 minutes, and in that third quarter, Jim, as I said earlier, they won the third quarter 7 points. So they did 7 points to one. Absolutely fantastic response, and that put them in the driving seat from then on. So did, and you know, and they're big players. I thought Niall Dever really got a handle of McAnally. So he did, Conor McAnally in the full back line, because he was a threat. And you know, even though the man himself, he ended up with 1-9 out of 1-12. So he did, and you know, to score 1-9 and 1-4 of that from play, I make out from my notes, you know, and still end up in the losing team. He's that wee bit of class. He needed a bit more help, so he did. Only three other players got on the scoreboard after that. Niall Dever, as I said, did well in the second half. Brian Dever and Patches did well for Letterkenny Gaels. Ronan Frayne came in the last 10 minutes. Shea Doherty had a spell where he had 3 points in a row. But I thought Conor McBurdy was Letterkenny Gaels' man, who took the fight in the first half. German wind was difficult. In the second half, he did it again. He did it consistently throughout the 60 minutes. He ended up with 5 points himself, three from play. So he did. So listen, it's onwards and upwards. And German, they're into the last four.
Yeah, a superb second half performance. 173 points. Derry Noose led at half time. And as you say, Letterkenny Gaels got those early scores right at the start of the second half. McBurdy with a couple, Shea Doherty with a point, and German Cahill was on the scoreboard as well. At that stage, it was 1-8 to 7 points with 8.5 minutes played in the second half. There was a black card for Jack Fox, was a significant moment in the second half, Gary McDade, as well. Mm-hmm. Because after that, Letterkenny Gaels took advantage, didn't they? They kicked a number of scores without reply, and then by what, 22 minutes, they had turned things around. Derry Noose 1-10 to Letterkenny Gaels' 11 points, and that's when they struck for what was the winning score, that goal from Brendan O'Brien.
Yeah, and was that man McBurdy again? So it was instrumental in Ronan Frayne driving down the middle that threw the ball off to O'Brien. But you know, when you talk there, the black card as well, Letterkenny Gaels won that period, that 10-minute period, 4 points to one, had a big impact on the scoreboard. And when you add all those things up, and we talked about Niall Dever's ball being taken off the line earlier in the first half, by God, it really counts now, Jeremy, because it was a 1-point game. So it was, so you know, it was lots of twos and fros for Letterkenny Gaels. And as you said at the start of the game, they're missing key men, the likes of Anthony Dever, who I think has gone to America. You know, I wonder, will he be back for the semi-final, Jeremy? There might be a SOS sent out for him now, because it's not every day, Jeremy, you get to play in an Ulster club semi-final. And you know, these days don't come around too often, and everyone out there in the Letterkenny Gaels club, so they will absolutely look forward as to being the last four of Ulster. Of course, I think it's against our neighbours, Tyrone, Stewartstown. So you would think more likely to be a venue in Celtic Park would make sense for that.
Well, that's all to look forward to. Letterkenny Gaels, I'm just watching down on the pitch. The players and the management and the substitutes and mentors are all out there, and the supporters who have made the trip up from Donegal to Cross MacLean today. That's been such an enjoyable day for them. You know, at the end of a match which seemed to be going the way of Derry Noose for so long, but Gaels have dug deep, and for the second big game in a row, just as they did in the county final against Carndonagh, they produced a brilliant second half display to turn things round here, and winning in the end by 113 to 112. So my thanks to Gary McDade on co-commentary here at Park Oliver Plunkett in Cross MacLean, a famous venue which has hosted a cracking Ulster Junior Club Championship quarter final, at the end of which Letterkenny Gaels have just about come through on a scoreline of 113 to Derry Noose's 112. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good afternoon.